Right now, we say good morning to the team manager for Team USA, Dan Brennan. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
All right, Dan, your team is coming off a 6-1 victory last night over Team Russia at Harbor Center. We've heard some stories, but I want to hear it firsthand from you. How was the crowd last night?
The crowd was incredible. We've never beaten Russia by that margin before, and I think the crowd had a lot to do with it. Usually we're in a really tight-fought 2-1, 3-1 kind of a game. Last time we played them, it went to overtime. So I thought the crowd had a lot to do with keeping us charged up all the way through to the end.
Your goaltender, Steve Cash, is that right?
That's correct.
He had a really good night last night. You know, in the NHL, the league seems like it's full of goalies who are being built enough to fill the entire net. It's obviously a lot different for a sled hockey goalie. Can you maybe relate to us what they need to focus upon to be good? Because Steve Cash most certainly was good last night.
Yeah, Stevie's, you know, he's been playing that way since I first met him 8 years ago, and I know probably prior to that. He's got incredible instincts. He's very athletic. He goes post to post as fast as anyone. He's not a traditional goalie who wears the big leg pads, obviously. But, you know, our team is very confident when we have him back there. I think, you know, at times maybe we play a little too high risk because we know Steve's back there. But overall, you don't win hockey games without a great goalie.
I want to get back to the techniques of the game because for some here in Western New York, it's still a very new game and they're just catching on to it first and foremost. And some may not have seen it, but the skating in this type of a sport, the way some of these players can turn on their skates is phenomenal. But can you maybe describe from your own perspective, you're describing to somebody for the first time who'd never seen it, what these individuals are able to do on skates?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the word disability is something that's used often when people speak of our team, and I don't really think there's anything disabled about it. These are athletes or hockey players. I mean, they're basically cross-country skiing in a bucket with two hockey sticks on the ice, trying to carry a puck, pass a puck all at the same time while someone's trying to knock them into the board. So there's really nothing disabled about it. It's an amazing sport, and it transfers unbelievably to fans. As soon as they get into the building, I think they're hooked right away.
You know, here in Western New York, we've got a couple of local heroes we get to cheer for, Paul Schaus, Adam Page. Can you tell us what they bring to your team?
Yeah, you know, I say it all the time. They're two really good kids. I'm not kids anymore, but they're 24, and I think Paul's now 26. But they're two kids that Buffalo can really be proud of. Paul's a blue-collar player. He's really tough. He's also has a great skill set. And Adam's a real up-and-down, tough player who's got a heck of a shot. And when, you know, I hope over the next few days here the fans get to see him really let a shot go because it's basically a laser. And they're both great kids, great to have on the team.
Tonight you take on Team Germany. What do we expect in that contest?
Well, I think tonight if we come out and play a real fast skating game, which is kind of how we're identified, I think we'll be fine. Germany just snuck into the A pool after competing last year in the B pool championship. So hopefully we come out and take it to them early, and we should be fine.
All right. Now you have one more preliminary game beyond tonight's game against Team Germany. That'll be on Wednesday, and then you'll be moving on into the medal play. If not Team USA, who is the favorite in this tournament?
Well, Canada is very strong, as is Russia. I wouldn't be fooled by the score last night. They'll come back and surprise people. Russia's a very good team. Canada's also a team that they have one line in particular that's one of the best lines in all of sled hockey. So those two teams are still very much in this and obviously our top competition.
And finally, Dan, if you could, if you wanted to pass along a message to the folks of Western New York about the tournament, what would it be?
I would say if you have some time on your hands and you want to come and watch 17 incredible people, not just athletes, but incredible people, along with our two local boys that I think make Buffalo very proud, they should do it. It's an incredible sport. It's fast, and It's very physical, and I think when people get to the rink, they'd be very surprised at just how good these players really are.
Dan Brennan is the general manager for Team USA. He joins us by phone this morning. Dan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.